Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the Game Awards from New York nominated, a.k.a. participant ribbon winning.
I was going to bring it up.
Blessing Eddie Oye Jr. Roger, if you're watching, bring out his participation ribbon.
Yeah. Dude, I was on a tear last night. Went to trivia.
Doesn't sound like you were.
went to trivia, got a strong last place.
Last place got in trivia. Okay, okay, okay.
It was a hinge date scenario where, where this girl invited me out to the spot and I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, and we go. And I get there first. And I'm like, it's like 2 minutes after the hour. And like they're like starting trivia. And I'm like, oh, there's trivia. So I text her, I'm like, hey, there's trivia happening. And also it's packed. Like it's not like anywhere to sit or whatever. And she's like, cool, like I'm moving my car, I'll be there soon. I'm like, well, should we go here? Because like it's packed and there's trivia, like we're not gonna be able to talk if there's trivia. But then
is this date one?
Yeah,
got it. So yeah, this isn't the best, like,
yeah,
well, it would have been like a nice after a drink activity, after dinner activity.
Yeah, like a second stop or a third stop. But it's like, all right, cool. And then she's taking a little bit, so I'm like, I go to the bartender, I'm like, hey, can I get a slip, can I like, you know, start like, can I play trivia? And he's like, oh yeah, let's go. And so he gives me the thing.
What do you name your team?
I didn't name it until she got there.
So you could have done something fucking wacky, like, you know what I mean? Like, our first date, we're gonna get married. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Stupid.
Actually, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah. I should have done that. But yeah, I start playing and I start catching him, and he's like on question seven or whatever. And I'm like, I've failed all these questions so far. Like, I don't know. The only question I got was like, what's the new Beyonce song that's also a card game? And I was like, okay, I know that.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, there you
go. Give me one you missed.
I mean, they were asking about like a lot of California questions. Like, what's the
Sacramento?
San Diego is the answer to one of them. I cannot tell you the question.
Where's Comic-Con?
It was one that was like, name five national parks in California. I mean, I'm not from California, so I miss all those. But then she arrived and she is from California. She's from San Francisco. So
Yosemite.
Yeah. Yosemite.
Muir Woods.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Okay, that was one. And then I couldn't.
Golden Gate Park? Does that count?
I don't know. Okay. I think Lake Tahoe might have been. Like, she wrote down Lake Tahoe, but I don't. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if that's right.
Yeah.
But so there was that. That happened. And then he was like, all right, next round. Well, the round after that was presidents in movie. I think it was because it was President's Day, right? So he was like, and I know I got to quicken this up because it's a shorter episode, KG.
Who cares?
He was like, all right, we're doing presidents. I'm going to give you a sheet. The sheet's going to have pictures of a bunch of presidents in movies. So I want the actor name and I want the movie name. We got like a good 12 out of 20 points, I want to say.
Bill Pullman on there from Independence Day?
Yes.
Yeah,
And we got, we missed that because like we thought one of them was Independence Day. Wasn't Independence Day. It was the one with Jack Nicholson from Mars Attack?
Yeah, Mars Attack.
Yeah. So we got Jack Nicholson, but we thought it was Independence Day. We got that wrong. There was Morgan Freeman in whatever movie he was president.
And the waters receded. Deep Impact is what you're
looking
for.
Deep Impact, yeah. We wrote down White House down. we just whiffed all those. And then he was like, okay, next round is the music round. And I'm like, okay, well, I am typically terrible at music rounds in San Francisco. Because usually, and like, listen, all right, I get how it is. I get the culture here, right?
Uh-huh.
It's San Francisco. It is like it is the whitest music possible. It is like older country. It is like rock. It is,
really?
Yeah.
That's what you, okay.
It's like, oh, you know, it's stuff that like I'm not gonna get. It's stuff that I didn't like grow up listening to. So I'm like, I'm sitting there like, man, I wish Barrett was here as a third on this.
Yeah.
Because Barrett would get a lot of this shit.
Barrett's very white and old.
But then he was like, it's Black History Month, and so for Black History Month, we're gonna like lean into like Black artists and Black music. And I was like, "Oh, I fucking got this! I did terrible. I did so bad. It was like a lot of older."
So
soul.
Is she getting a second date?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah.
Did you talk at all? Were you able to talk?
Oh yeah, like in between rounds, we were able to. Yeah, it was a fun time. It was a very fun.
Okay,
time.
Good.
We like made good friends with the dude hosting trivia and the bartender because we were sitting right at the bar.
Yeah.
And that's why he gave us the participant. We also got last place, but I think also he liked us. So he was like, hey, I got something for you. And he busted out the participation ribbons.
That's excellent. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, a shorter episode of Games Daily because we're doing two episodes of Games Daily. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, today we're going to tell you some stories that include Grounded coming to Switch, the classic Star Wars Battlefront games are coming back, and more because this is episode one of Kinda Funny Games Daily. We're going to go for 30 minutes, maybe a little bit over, and then switch it over for a new episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily where the one and only Blessing Adelia Jr. and Andrew Cortez will react to the new Elden Ring DLC trailer. You have not seen it, right? Andy,
no,
has
I've not
seen
it.
That's the whole thing. You're going in blind. I love that. Yeah. So two episodes of Kinda Funny Games Daily for you today, but you're still getting all the news you need to know about because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about each. Did I say Andor? Every single
yeah,
said Andor.
Yeah, really? I was going to say something, but I knew it was like, I think it was just the way that it came out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. I got that fat and mouth syndrome, Cortez. You know? Andy and Cortez, Andrew. Everybody. Andres Cortez. Each and every weekday, we run you through the nerdy news. You know what? On a platforms. YouTube, Twitch, podcast services, live. You know it all about it. If you like what we do and the shenanigans we get up to, support us with the Kinda Funny membership. With the Kinda Funny membership, you get each and every episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily ad-free. Of course, you get all the other shows ad-free. You get to watch us record the podcast live as we record them each and every time, unless there's an embargo like today. And, of course, you get my daily video series, Greg Way. Today's a banger about childhood life. You know what I mean? The life.
Childhood
the,
life. Like your childhood or Ben's childhood?
I dropped off Ben's check today for preschool.
Oh, to the preschool.
So it's like now I'm dealing with this whole thing of, you know.
I thought you were paying your son for a second. Of like, hey, please go to preschool.
Keep acting.
He's I'll like, give you $10.
I'll do what I can, but the rates go up next year. For a chance to be part of the show live as we go, remember to submit your thoughts as YouTube Super Chats. Housekeeping for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you did it. Kinda Funny is coming back to PAX East. Kinda Funny Game Showdown Live is coming to PAX East with Bless and a crew of guests. If you want to watch Kinda Funny's trivia show live in the PAX audience, it's going down Friday, March 22nd at 1 p.m. in the Albatross Theater. Blessing Adeoye Jr. You have it up here. You're talking about, you know, guest contestants. And here you're saying a bunch of different people, right? A crew of guests. Who is going to be part of this?
I'm not going to reveal the full slate of contestants.
Sure.
But I will reveal just one, just to start off. Maybe I'll reveal the others over time. Okay. But the first person that's stepping up to the plate that's going to be playing Game Showdown at PAX East 2024, Jared Petty.
Jared Petty making
his return to Kinda Funny Trivia, the Kinda Funny Trivia world ecosystem. And so,
pretty awesome. You host this trivia show and you fucking suck at trivia. You know what I mean? No wonder you never have to be out there competing. This is super exciting. I'm glad you're getting to do this. Finally, go to PAX and represent Kinda Funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, like
I had a raw deal on that with the whole COVID thing.
Yeah,
and
I've not been
down
to PAX since I joined Kinda Funny, and it's funny because I loved going to PAX before joining Kinda Funny. Like every PAX West. Since like 2016 when I moved to Seattle, I would go like 3 years in a row, 4 years maybe, that I would continue to go. That I started going to PAX East as well, and I absolutely love the event. And so, and I'm very happy to be back. I'm happy also to bring Game Showdown there.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
as soon
yeah
as we started, Tim started working on like the Cyberpunk panel thing, and he hit me up and he was like, hey, do you want to go to PAX? And I was like, yes, but also if I'm going to PAX, can I do a Game Showdown panel? He's like, oh, that's a fucking awesome idea. And so I think it's going to be a very good time.
And I made it happen, but no credit for me, just Tim. Okay.
I mean, Tim was... Yeah. There you go.
Shut up, Barrett.
Barrett has the final word.
Fucking cheater. Fantasy critic cheater over there. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Streaking Ain't Easy, and Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report.
Sucks to suck.
Time for some news! How's that feel, you jackass? You're on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen, 93 points on Open Critic.
It'll go down.
Number one.
I hope it doesn't go, though, because it's a great game. It's a fun game.
Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase happened this morning at 6 a.m. It was a YouTube video. It wasn't a live premiere, so you could scrub through it. A lot of people were cranky about that. We're here to break it down. We're going to read from everything announced at today's Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase, Marcus Stewart at Game Informer. Number one, Grounded and Pentiment are coming to Switch. Two of the four mysterious Xbox titles coming to the other consoles were revealed, both from Obsidian Entertainment. Grounded comes to Switch April 16th, while Pentiment arrives tomorrow, February 22nd. God dang it! Let's go. You and I were on this show yesterday predicting that it would be Pentiment and Hi-Fi Rush talking about coming out mm-hmm. on the Switch partner showcase. And then we were like, Grounded, maybe. The Sea of Thieves, maybe. And then we got them wrong.
Yeah. I mean, we got one of them right? Like, Pentiment, I feel like, was just a slam dunk with a thing. It was funny because, right before this, I watched the full Nintendo Direct. And they started off with Grounded. Like, Grounded was the opening thing. And then Pentiment was just part of one of the montages.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, I feel like Pentiment could have gotten its own slot. Like, come on, let's get some hype for Pentiment.
They said they couldn't do that.
But yeah, like, I think this makes sense. Hi-Fi Rush is one that, like, I think I was confident just on, like, the non-connectivity side of it. I think Grounded and Sea of Thieves were like, okay, well, those are very online games, right? So are those going to make their way through? But Hi-Fi Rush, I think on the opposite end, right, is also, you know, it's a very good looking, very like intensive game. It's, of course, it doesn't look like something like a Halo Infinite or like what you, I guess what you associate with like a current gen video game, right? But it's also a very good looking video game that I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, oh yeah, we just couldn't get it to run on the Switch or something like that.
No. That's incorrect. There is breaking news.
Oh.
We're still wrong because we predicted on the partner showcase, of course, it'd be Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment. Instead, it was Grounded, Pentiment. However, we were also kind of right because Xbox Wire has posted a story. Of course, the headline is, new platforms, new players, four fan-favorite Xbox games coming to Nintendo Switch and Sony platforms. At Xbox, we strive to create games that inspire, entertain, and connect players from around the world. As a publisher and platform, we are committed to meeting players where they are, by bringing more games to more people on more devices. And at the heart of that, everything we do is for our players, the vibrant communities that they build, and the games they love. Today, we are announcing four fan-favorite Xbox games will be coming to Nintendo Switch and Sony platforms this spring. Pentiment, as we already talked about, but also we talked about it from the Switch thing. So, of course, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch on February 22nd. Hi-Fi Rush coming to PlayStation 5 March 19th. Oh, so this one isn't Switch.
Yeah.
Sorry. The Barrett brought it up and highlighted, but I was talking, so I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Grounded, of course, coming to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and Nintendo Switch April 16th. Crossplay will be supported across Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and PC. And then Sea of Thieves will be coming to PlayStation 5 April 30th. So clarify, because it got a little chunky in there. Pentiment, Grounded, all the PlayStations, Switch. Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, PlayStation.
And just PS5 for both of those, it looks like.
Yes.
Which makes me think, again, I know Sea of Thieves came out on Xbox One, right? But yeah, I think that might even be a power thing of, all right, if we're going to put Hi-Fi Rush or Sea of Thieves on Switch, we might have to like make some concessions or make a version of it as opposed to supporting these games, like I guess, in an easier way. That's my guess, obviously. Like, I don't know for sure. But yeah, I think this is really cool. I mean, it confirms everything that we've talked about in the last few weeks.
Yeah, of course. Again, it's interesting. I do think, I would have thought that Hi-Fi Rush was a slam dunk for Switch. To your point earlier that I tried to dissuade because I didn't understand what I was being shown. I guess, they can't run or doesn't run or doesn't run well, I guess, because that is a game that is so dependent on looking great and running great and feeling
it's
great.
It's a really good looking game. Like, I always go back and reference where I was on level 2 or 3 and I just put my controller down for a second to look at my phone real quick.
Yeah, I look
up and I just see like the idle animation of Chai and 808 and like all of what's going on in the background of the level. And I'm like, this is one of the best looking Xbox games that I've played in a very long time. Like, just from a visual perspective, it is incredibly gorgeous. A lot of that is being propped up by the art style, but I'm sure like a lot of that, as well as fidelity, right?
The power
like,
of the process.
The power of the process, all that stuff.
Moving on, your next announcement there was Ender Magnolia, Bloom in the Mist, coming summer 2024. Set within the world of Ender Lilies, Quietus of the Night, the game sees characters defeating and teaming with deadly homunculi to rescue a devastated world. Did I do anything for you?
No.
Homunculi. Okay, great. Homunculi?
Yeah.
What is a homunculi, Bert?
I know it from
Some kind of mushroom.
Alchemist.
Some kind of mushroom.
Homunculi.
Homunculi.
It's like a body that doesn't have a soul or something like that.
Alex J. Sandoval says, I homunculiced what I saw of that game.
That's good.
That's a good one. We're on, everybody. We're on today. Well, the chat is. I can't say words, apparently, but other than that.
It's a different universe.
Endor Cortez. From there, we got Arranger, a role-playing puzzle adventure, summer 2024. Set in an interconnected puzzle world, you'll navigate on a grid where everything moves when you move. You'll take down monsters, help town folk, and, of course, solve puzzles. Blessing.
Yeah.
Besides being participation poppy, you are puzzle poppy.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm looking at this. Love the art style. I love what I'm seeing. It doesn't seem like a puzzle game that would be a turnoff to me as somebody who doesn't like being head shoved into the wall that much. What are you feeling?
Yeah, no, I look at this and I really like the art style. I think trailers for these kind of games are tough because even though it is like they're just showing pushing boxes, right? Or pushing like tiles over.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but like what are you actually doing? Like what is like the puzzles being solved here? I think that's a tough thing to convey. So I look at this and I'm like, this looks like it could be fun. This looks like it is my kind of game, but obviously I'm not gonna know until I play it, until I actually like get into the puzzles. I forget if they said if there's a demo or anything out. It doesn't look like it. I don't see anything about a demo on the article. But yeah, I think this is one that would definitely benefit from having a demo because I'd love to get my hands on it, see what it's about. It looks cool.
Looks very cool. I would like to play that one as well. Then Unicorn Overlord gets a demo today. This is one you've been incredibly excited about. Tell me why.
Yeah, it's a Vanillaware game.
Fuck yeah. Odin Sphere, what up?
Yeah, Odin Sphere, 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, which is a game that I adored.
Grimoire, don't forget. Come on.
Really good with story. Really good with like... really with RPG stuff, right? Like they make a very specific kind of game, and usually, and when they do, they knock it out of the park. And so when 13 Sentinels came out a few years ago, I remember like parts of like the like media games industry was popping off about it, but it's one of those ones that I think it's hard for everybody to see and go, oh yeah, like,
I want that.
I want that, right? Like yeah. It feels a bit more low-key, but I think as these games come out with each one, there's more a bit more fervor behind it. And so Unicorn Overlord, I've seen even more people be a bit more excited about it.
Yeah, I'm not usually the tactical role-playing guy, but I do love Vanillaware games, at least to taste and see the visuals and what they did. So I'm looking forward to trying it. Maybe I'll kick the tires in the demo when I'm done defending democracy.
I think I also read somewhere that what you play in the demo today does carry over if you get it.
They do such a great job with that.
I love that.
You know what I mean? The Nintendo is always doing cool shit like that.
Yeah, everybody should do that.
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read that.
If you're wrong, it's on you. Monster Hunter Stories Summer 2024. The 2017 Nintendo 3DS RPG spinoff of Monster Hunter is heading to Switch, parentheses, as well as PlayStation 4 and Steam. In addition to HD visuals, this port includes new voiceovers, a museum mode, and additional content previously only available in Japan.
Do anything for you, Monster Hunter Man?
Well, no, but I did play Stories 2, right? That's, of course, where Coco came from. Coco needs help. Please help Coco. And I do want you to know, I'm excited they talk about it in here. Port includes new voiceovers because of the success and the backing of the Kinda Funny community with Coco needs help. Help Coco. Someone help Coco. I was casting this to do one of the new.
Oh.
I'm fucking can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine? No.
I don't know if this is the case, but I would love if everything was like Japanese dub. And then you just hear Greg out of
Coco
nowhere.
Coco needs help. Like, someone help Coco.
Like, why is this man speaking in English? Why does he sound so bad? Like,
all the good dialogue. We can't understand this man. What's he saying?
Oh, yeah. No captions.
No, this does, I mean, I enjoyed Monster Hunter Stories 2, but I'm not angling for another one. I'm okay.
You're going to wait for Monster Hunter
3.
I don't know what it's called. 3. Monster Hunter next year. Not World. Fuck. What was it called? Monster Hunter
Rise? No, that we already did Rise. It was shit, fuck. Wilds.
Dang it.
Monster Hunter next year, but that's a completely different thing. That's a real Monster Hunter game. Mm. This is the story Monster Hunter game.
So it's like not the same kind of like.
No, this is like this is an RPG. This is like.
Are you
gonna throw the trailer back?
Are you not
up. It's
hunting
like
monsters.
No,
you're not cutting off the tails. To
no,
then, like,
no, no, it's not
the
shit
camp?
At all. No. It's all very much like it's like this Pokemon kind of battles, and then it's talking, and it's doing your whole shit or whatever.
Oh,
this is turn based. Yeah, this isn't Monster Hunter.
Oh,
but it was fun. I enjoyed stories too. But I'm prepared. If I was to play this wouldn't scratch the itch that Wilds will scratch when it gets here.
Okay.
But yeah, you see, it's the Pokemon. You know,
I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's what this game was.
I understand. Then your next one was Disney Epic Mickey Rebrushed 2024. 2011's Epic Mickey is getting touched up for a comeback on Switch. The enhanced remake includes updated graphics, new skills for Mickey, and other improvements as we see it here. Warren Spector, remember this?
This is one of those games that I never played, but every single time I would see the box art at GameStop,
you'd be tempted.
Yeah, I'd be tempted a little bit because I'm like, all right, I know I liked Kingdom Hearts when I played it as a kid. And like this Mickey game, like it looks like Mickey's doing cool stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is gonna bring me into it. I'm sure the Epic Mickey fans are happy.
Yeah,
someone in the chat says it's the better Mario Sunshine.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I mean, that's not a hard thing to do.
That's the thing about Epic Mickey is like I remember at the time, obviously covering games for IGN and it being such a big deal that Warren Spector was doing this and people wanting to love it and then it coming out and it just did what it did. THQ Nordic, of course. And then there is this like undercurrent of people who like really loved it that are those Disney video game people, but like, yeah, this doesn't move the needle for me. It seems like one of those ones that I look at, I'm just like, let it die. But again, I'm not trying to get in their way. I don't, John Drake's I'm sure watching. I'll get a text about this later of like, it's like whatever, do your thing. But it's just like, all right, are we hankering for Epic Mickey Rebrushed? Is that something you're all going to play?
I think the fact that it's not a sequel, like it's just a like a remaster.
Yeah.
That's probably like less work, right? It's probably one of those
things 100%,
where it's
like,
oh, yeah. We got the sitting in the chamber. All right, let's just put it like the last year of the Switch, probably. Like, let's
see a lot of good yeses in there, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to buy it, says Erdy Cooper. A lot of no's there.
Like, I'm not going to play it, but I think it's like, for me, I look at it as like a why not? Like, if it's a thing you have in your portfolio that you could remaster.
Hey, man, it's THQ Nordic. I'm sure this will get Embracer Group out of the jam.
I mean, hey, listen. They got to exploit Lord of the Rings. And, like, they probably already, like, this is like one of the last things we're going to see from them that's not Lord of the Rings. And so I'm going to take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for answering if you're going to take it. But I hope you'll take that money if you said no to Patreon or YouTube to get the kind of funny membership.
This universe is weird, man. We gotta get you back to your world.
Over on Patreon or YouTube, you can get the Kind of Funny membership and get each and every episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily ad-free. All the other podcasts ad-free. Watch us record the podcast live as we record them. And, of course, get my vlog series, Greg Way, each and every day. But you're not using your Kind of Funny membership right now. So here's a word from our sponsor.
We are brought to you by Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is a standalone game that welcomes fans and newcomers alike. You don't need to have played Final Fantasy VII Remake or any other Final Fantasy titles to play and enjoy Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. The combat is not traditional turn-based and has more action-focused gameplay, with even deeper improvements since Remake, with new synergy attacks and team-based combos. And there are large open sections to explore, with Cloud and his comrades venturing across the planet, their fates unwritten, making every step in the expansive world outside Midgar fresh and mysterious. And of course, there are dozens of mini games. There's a story recap video of Final Fantasy VII Remake for those interested in learning more about the story so far, and those looking to experience Final Fantasy VII Remake fully can pre-order the Final Fantasy VII Remake and Rebirth Twin Pack, which includes the game plus the DLC episode Intermission at no extra cost. You can download and play a demo of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth right now on the PlayStation Store, and you can pre-order the game in the link in the description. The wait is almost over. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is out February 29th. Get hyped.
Your next part of the Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase was Shin Megami Tensei V. That means five, if you didn't know.
Yeah, it does.
Vengeance. Now, they missed it. They could have just put like five engines.
And well, if you go to the logo at the end of the trailer, I think they might have did that. Because it was like a big V. And I think it was his engines.
This is coming June 21st. The definitive version of SMTV includes the base adventure along with a new storyline featuring new locations and demons.
Great news for fans of Shin Megami Tensei 5 who played through the first game.
Yeah.
They did announce that your save doesn't carry over.
It does not?
It doesn't carry over.
Okay.
But you can carry over three of your creatures in your compendium. Good for you. Fucking idiots. God. Playing the fucking game.
Figured out at this.
Damn.
They bullied me and Barrett for a whole fucking year. So yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. Play the whole game over again.
Fucking nerds.
Fools.
Damn, fuck. Wow. Okay. Let's move on.
But don't bring up Royal where we had to do that. Don't bring that up.
We did play 120 hours of Royal again.
We did. Hold on, yeah.
It was worth it, though.
There you go, Greg.
Yeah, see, well, they crushed it. The double V. Yeah. Love that.
Did you make that up? The double V?
Nah, it's French for W.
That's fancy. I like that.
Yeah.
Double V.
Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection is coming out March 14th. The original Battlefront games have been remastered and updated with features such as new playable characters, Kit Fisto.
And Asajj Ventress, bro.
Kit Fisto's got to be the fucking Burt Meg of a galaxy far, far away.
There he is. That
and Asajj Ventress and bonus maps Jabba's Palace, Bespin Cloud City, and Yavin 4 Arena. You both popped off for this. This is a big deal. We're excited.
Oh, huge deal. This is awesome.
100%.
Bear, I'll let you take away because you're such a big Star Wars fan.
I mean, not much to say other than Battlefront 2 probably is still my most played game of all time. I'm excited for a more accessible way to have that be playable on like either the Switch or PS5, what have you. And so Bless and I have been talking about for the longest time, the best game mode in Battlefront 2 is Galactic Conquest. We've been wanting to do a Galactic Conquest match against each other. And the only way to do that, like realistically, I think was like on like Steam or something, and Steam controls are weird or something like that. So this gives us an opportunity, Bless. I've already put it on the calendar for that launch day of like, maybe we play some Galactic Conquest?
Dude, I'd be so down. I don't know if you, did you do Galactic Conquest back in the day? Oh my God. It's legitimately like it can last for hours.
Yeah.
You're just taking over each planet in the universe and both people are just upgrading their troops so that when you first start off, you only have access to, I think, like one type of class. And then as you go, you're like upgrading your whole squadron. Cool. So you're buying new classes and you're buying upgrades for your ships. So now when you start off a match, your ships or like the enemy ships are damaged, or you have different kind of troops, or you have like a buff where a hero character comes down this match. Right. And so you have Luke Skywalker fighting alongside you, stuff like that, that makes it really fun and really engaging. Yeah. And yeah, it lasts for a while. And so like was one that ate up my hours when I was younger with my friend Freddie, who lived next door.
Yeah, hey. Freddie, what up?
Yeah, like we would just play Galactic Conquest and stuff and like have fun for hours.
It's like video game Star Wars take on Risk, which I
love it.
Adore.
That's really cool. Okay. This, of course, is also coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC in March. So don't worry if you don't have a Switch. Snar? This universe sucks for pronunciation for me. South Park Snow Day got a trailer.
Cool.
Good for them.
Good.
I just can't. You know what I mean? Like they had those two great fucking RPGs. And so you look at this like, all right, well. It's gonna be. I'm not saying it's gonna be bad.
I'm holding out hope, even though I'm with you that I'm like I don't. I'm not. I'm definitely not as excited for this as I would be for just another Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
But you know, like this trailer, they start off and they're like, "Oh, new kid," and all this shit, and it reminds me of Stick of Truth in that way.
Well, because you're still the same new kid, right? That's the
deal. Yeah. Or a new kid. I don't know if they ever explained that.
Okay.
But yeah, either way, you're the new kid.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're doing what seems like Diablo type shit. They've also not done a good breakdown of this is what this game plays like they've shown snippets of gameplay, but I'm like, okay, so it's a Diablo, or is it more of a just a co-op type, like what's going
beat
on
them
here?
Up. Yeah,
beat them up, like what is it?
We'll wait and see. Sword Art Online Fractured Daydream is coming in 2024. Gundam Breaker 4 is coming in 2024. Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble comes out June 25th. Sega revealed a brand new Super Monkey Ball game featuring 200 fresh courses, 16 player multiplayer, and new moves for IE and friends. Is that how you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
I don't know how you pronounce that. Cool. I never knew the monkey had a name. It makes sense. I played a lot of Monkey Ball here and there. I remember they launched. Oh, geez, I'm gonna get all this wrong. KindOfFunny.com/wrong. There was one on the Wii, right? I remember playing a lot, and then I think Vita had one when it launched too, right?
Yeah, I never got that into Monkey Ball, but I think it's the kind of game that if I owned it as a kid, like on GameCube back in the day, if I had a GameCube, I probably would have gotten obsessed with it. It strikes me as one of those ones where it's like if you had it, then you know what's up. But if you don't, if you're outside of the Monkey Ball sphere. See, I'm in the right universe.
Yeah, you're
I'm
you're
firmly
great.
In my timeline today.
One, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's one of those games that I think is the play a few courses, do something else kind of thing. Not in a bad way, but in a, you know, you're balancing, you're doing the thing. Okay,
I also know it's
it.
A good party game, right? It's like it's a good multiplayer thing that you play with friends.
World of Goo 2 is coming May 23rd. It's a console exclusive. The long-awaited sequel comes to Switch first as a console exclusive this May. And when you say long-awaited, you mean long fucking awaited. World of Goo. It's 2024. We're talking about World of Goo 2. That's the other thing. Go back in time to when this was like the breakout iPhone game and hey, you're still waiting on it.
I automatically thought this was a remaster. Is this a sequel?
Yeah. Well.
Coming out for the first time?
Chad, I'm not wrong. Yes, it's a
The long-awaited sequel to... Really?
Like, I'm not a World of Goo fanboy.
This is the first time World of Goo 2 is coming out?
World That's of Goo insane. Came out October 13th, 2008.
That I did not realize that. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Good for World of Goo fans. All of y'all.
Imagine making that much money. You're just like, you know, fuck it. We're not making another. We don't need to do another one. And then the money runs out. Like, fuck, we're going to make another World of Goo 2. Fantasy Life I: The Girl Who Steals Time is coming out October 10th. I'll tell you right now, not a better fucking name on this for a game on here. There's not Fantasy a better Life, title on this
I,
fucking breakdown.
Lowercase
the
I.
The Girl Who Steals Time. You know what I mean?
So you got to
sounds
gotta go
like every one of my exes.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get him back. Back to his timeline. This is who you got to go after to get to it, though. You know? You stole your time away. Now you're in... See, now I'm making
who's
bad
in
jokes.
What universe
God
now?
Damn it.
Another Crab's Treasure, a game we all adore here at Kinda Funny, is coming out April 25th. Very excited for this one. Of course, this is the Dark Souls crab-like or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But I'm very excited to see this finally get a date. Excited to play it. This was a one we all really, really enjoyed at the GDC stream last year when they came through to play it with us on the dev thing. So that's exciting.
Very excited for this.
This is one for you. Penny's Big Breakaway is out. Today!
Whoa!
The throwback 3D platformer from the makers of Sonic Mania is out now. You previewed this a while back.
Yeah, I never actually had to like preview it like on a show.
You played this a while back and now you can talk about your preview.
Yeah, and like I'm holding out judgment because I'll be honest, in the first maybe like hour or so that I played, I wasn't
didn't
feeling
wow
it that
you.
Much.
Didn't
yeah,
blow
it didn't
back.
Really wow me. Like, I think it's charming. I think like I like what they do with some of the locomotion stuff. But I talked to Tim, and Tim was like, Tim's played a little bit more of it than I have.
Yeah.
And Tim's like, yo, dude, get further in it, because he's like, he says it's really cool. He says he's really digging it, and okay. So that makes me want to go get back into it and experience more. Very exciting that it's a surprise drop today.
Yeah, it's cool, out of the blue. Suica game multiplayer mode expansion. The adorable and hard to put down fruit matching game gets paid DLC that adds a local two-player battle mode and the eventual addition of online multiplayer. Time limit and attack modes join the base game's offering.
I know the TikTok kids are going crazy over this one.
So is Mike. This is one that they did a bunch of streams for, him and Roger, I think. They enjoyed what they played here. Yeah. Pepper Grinder is coming out March 28th. The demo is out today. It's got a release date and a free demo on Switch for players to enjoy. This is, of course, a Devolver Digital game.
This is one
that
of the,
looks dope as shit.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that I keep hovering over in my fantasy draft. Like, oh man, should I get it? Should I not get it? I'm surprised nobody else has gotten it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm not checked in a second, so maybe somebody got it by now.
Well, now you can play the demo, you know what I mean? And go
from
there.
Judge for myself.
I mean, you could be like Barrett and wait for somebody to get review code and then, you know, yeah, decide if you want to do
be
it.
Like,
you know,
hey, Lucy James.
I put in that the bid for Balatro like last Thursday.
It's funny, and then the review embargo just lifted on Monday, so it's kind of like
4 days
maybe
early. 4 days.
One of your slimy fucking giant bomb friends reviewing it and giving you inside information.
I don't
put an asterisk next to his name.
I just listened to the Giant Bombcast.
First off,
Jano,
I know
Cho
for a record nobody listens to
month.
The Giant Bombcast, all right? You know what I mean?
Shout out to Jano Choa.
Pocket Card Jockey Ride On is out on Switch today. The formerly iOS exclusive sequel to Pocket Card Jockey is coming back for home as a Nintendo console.
I saw somebody earlier when we were talking about World of when we were talking about World of Goo 2, they were like, what does Blessing Thing 2 means? I'm looking at this like
Pocket but you were like, there's no possible way that this successful game from 2008 is finally getting a sequel.
Yeah, it's finally. Like,
clearly,
yeah.
They did this before, and now they're doing another one.
Yeah. And listen, Pocket Card Jockey, the only reason I do understand what's going on here is because this was kind of a big deal a little bit like last year when it came to iOS. And so, cool, that's coming to Switch.
Contra Operation Galunga is coming out on March 12th. The demo's out now. This modern reimagining of the original NES Contra, which features six playable characters, now has a release date.
Cool.
Yeah, Contra was fun back in the day. Maybe that'll be fun here.
You gonna use that? You think it has the Contra code still?
Oh, has to. You have to have the Konami code. Rare games on Nintendo Switch Online. A bundle of classic Rare games coming to Nintendo Switch Online. Snake, Rattle and Roll, RC Pro-Am, Battletoads and Battle Maniacs, Killer Instinct, and Blast Corps.
This is some kind of sick joke.
This is the monkey paw.
Yesterday
you were like, I want Rare,
what
I want Rare.
Fuck,
like, here's
Rare.
A fucking Rare for you.
This is a fucking sick joke.
Sick?
Yeah, like yesterday I was like, oh, I mean, it'd be really cool to get a Rare replay. Like, I don't expect to get a Rare replay on Switch, but, you know, Nintendo and Rare, they have games that are stuck in time. Diddy Kong Racing hasn't really gotten a good, like, modern way to play it. Donkey Kong 64, it'd be cool to see that come to Switch, because obviously Donkey Kong, you know, come on. Yeah. What are we, fucking Snake, Rattle, and Roll? Like, RC, listen, fucking Blast Corps I get. Blast Corps, dope. Killer Instinct, I get. But, like, Diddy Kong Racing is sitting right there.
Hey, man.
Hey. RC Pro-Am. Kind of cool. You know? Kind of a fun time. But it, come on.
RC Pro-Am or Diddy Kong Racing?
Endless Kong Ocean Racing. Luminous comes out on May 2nd. Snufkin, Melody of Moomin Valley. Oh, Moomins! Moomin Valley comes out March 7th. I love Stinky.
He goes, what are you talking about?
Moomins are this fucking thing that were big in Quebec, apparently. I don't know. Jendo's all about them and loves them. They're French. They got a game coming out.
I fully believe you're in a different time. I don't know what the fuck a Moomin is.
I know. I didn't either until I married a Quebecois woman and we had a child. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yibi, I'm sorry. Sweep the Board is coming April 26th.
That's this guy. So Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, it was like the fighting game that came out, I'm pretty sure, like years ago. And
Kimetsu no Yaiba is just like the name of Demon Slayer.
Oh, the full thing.
That's just the full title.
They had a fighting game come out a few years ago. Watching this trailer, it looks more like a party game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a Mario Party game. It looks cute.
And then Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition comes out March 15th.
Cool.
That, of course, is your partner showcase. No other Nintendo news possibly. Oh, wait, no. It turns out that as soon as that ended, Mother 3 was announced for Japan Switch Online, and everybody's fucking pissed.
Come on, man. You know? Like, come on. It's like watching somebody fucking lie in front of you,
yeah,
and it's like you both know the truth, Like, we see this happening. We have the internet. We see that you're putting Mother 3 out in the Japan online. Just put that version out. I don't even give a fuck anymore if it's not translated.
Fair enough.
People here want to play Mother 3, goddammit.
As someone who just read the news and caught up in his email and caught up on tweets and stuff, pretty solid showcase, I felt. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it, so I don't know presentation-wise, but in terms of news, games to jump onto, and like, oh, I'm down with it.
For a Nintendo Direct partner showcase, I think it was pretty good.
Seth W. gave us a $100 super chat. Thank you so much, Seth, really? And said, cheers from Wisconsin. Just sending some love your way. Discovered you guys through Min-Max and Janet. Love the content. Live long and prosper. I'd grade the Nintendo Direct a B-. Pretty good lineup of third party, but no Metroid and no A. I mean, probably means AAA or AA. But they didn't say there. It was partner lineup. So I wasn't expecting a Metroid. I wasn't expecting a Mario or anything like that. So I'm happy for them to get out here and do all this stuff.
Let's go. Are we going to give that $100 to Janet?
No. This is what I appreciate, is when people go to something like Giant Bomb, when they go to Min-Max, and then they come here and like, oh my God, this is what a real podcast sounds like. You know what I mean?
Fair.
I've been over here drinking RC Cola. This is Coca-Cola. This is good.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
They're over there playing
RC Cola. RC Cola exists in this universe?
No, we got RC Cola here. We got RC Cola.
Let's really quickly do story number two, because we said we would yesterday. I want to make sure we did it.
Let's do it.
Borderlands trailer has dropped. Let's look at it. Hopefully don't get claimed and taken down. And then we say if we liked it or whatever.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Giant Bomb is like the fucking Pepsi of gaming. That's fucked up.
Would you look at that? A ladder! Unfortunately, my design doesn't facilitate this type of...
Can we get more sound, babe?
Yeah. Well, Kevin Hart looks so funny in that outfit to me.
Legend has it that there's this massive treasure hidden in some secret vault. Legend has it. And if you go hunting for it, you'd better take any help you can get. Because it's on the weirdest, most dangerous dumpster fire of a world in the universe.
God, I hate this planet.
What is that smell?
Piss wash gully.
Ew!
Put the window up.
I don't want to.
Roll the window up.
Roll it up.
It's pee. It's pee. Why do you think it's called piss wash? How did it get the name?
It's in my mouth.
That's a funny joke. I like that.
Yeah. Also, Kevin Hart is definitely just playing Kevin Hart, and I'm fine with that.
That's all he ever.
Like, that's not Roland, right? But it's... Oh, that's,
How many people Bobby. Died?
Bobby, yeah.
Bobby, yeah.
Looking for this vault? We have something they don't, baby girl.
Okay.
What?
Major issues.
Time to make it rain! With your body parts!
What did I tell you?
Minimal
no
explosions.
I said no explosions.
I'm here for Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And Kate Blanchett.
Yeah. And Jack Black. And Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And the entire fucking
cast. Pretty good cast here.
Step aside, bitches.
Ooh, oh, Janina.
What are you doing?
I needed a gun.
So you asked for it.
There's only one of you in the world, and you're special.
Uh-oh. Kill them all.
Handsome Jack?
It's not handsome enough to be Handsome Jack, you know?
Sure.
That's rude. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, you did it, though. You said it. Yeah, you said he's ugly.
No, it's not ugly. I just expect, like, every feature to be popping off. Handsome Jack, you know? Abs out.
What's happening right now?
I'm expelling the excess lead. Go if you're looking at me. Actually, scrap that. I really can. Actually, it's helping.
Are we really waiting for this to finish?
Keep looking at me.
Come on.
Okay, here's the thing. This trailer, and so far this movie gives me like Guardians of the Galaxy kind of like inspired vibes.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, let's just have a fucking fun adventure with a fun cast and just be done with it. And I'm here for it.
I am too. Like, again, I'm sure we'll probably end up doing an in review for video games or some shit or whatever that'll get me out to go see it. But that looks fun. Like, I've talked about this before. I love Borderlands, the games, but I don't like the Borderlands, like, story. Am I really twisted up in it and think it's so great? So if they're just going to go out there and have fun and do fun jokes and blast through the thing and have piss water come in. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, let's go. And I like the entire cast, which I think helps out.
Yeah. And I like that it seems like the cast is very much playing the cast, right? Except Jack Black, who is trying to play Claptrap. Mixed with Jack Black. There's a joke there. clap
black
deck.
Black clap.
We'll figure
clap,
it out.
Clap black. Clap black. It's like clap back.
Oh yeah.
Clap
I like
black.
We'll see if it catches on the internet.
Jack trap.
Jack trap is probably the best.
I like that. I thought that looked fun. And yeah. I didn't think it looked bad is the other thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think it looks
visually good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm with you in terms of like the Borderlands, playing through the story of the video games. I'm like, okay, if we're going to adapt that into a movie, I don't know about that. But yeah, the fact that every character is just playing themselves, and so it's Kevin Hart, not even doing Roland, he's just being Kevin Hart. I'm like, okay, you know what? I could be down. Like, I would sit through an hour and a half of that.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you sat through the first part of Kinda Funny Games Daily. We have a second part coming up. It'll be its own video, its own stream, all that jazz, where Andy, not Andor, Andy, will react to the Elden Ring trailer alongside Blessing Adeoye Jr. But for now, I'll remind you, of course, we got nothing wrong and you're wrong. There's some super chats maybe you can tackle later at the very, very end. But of course, I'll remind you that this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. It's on YouTube, Twitch, and podcast services live. Of course, if you enjoy what we do, please get the Kinda Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube, where, of course, you could get each and every episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily ad-free. All the other shows ad-free. The ability to watch the podcast live as you record them in the afternoon. Of course, you get my daily vlog series, Gregway. Until next time, though, it's been our pleasure to serve you.